Bum 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 b Turned my head almost, it seemed there was another one. Even when I took a break and started to make a sandwich, another one right there. You know, I just couldn't seem to stop. It seemed endless. I was sure that there was a limited number and that at some point I had to reach the end, that there was no more left. I had them all, but no matter what, I turn around and there was another one again and again and again. They kept piling up and piling up, and I couldn't believe it. After a while, I deliberately tried to not find them, you know. I distracted myself. I tried to do other things, but nonetheless, out of the corner of my eye, there again, there's another one. Even when I sat still, it just seemed that somehow, some way, some being was consciously just putting them in my path so that I could never stop finding them. And it kind of wore on me after a while. I thought, well, maybe if I just go along with it and pretend it's just normal and not worry about it anymore. I mean, there was a part of me that thought, well, just ignore them entirely. I don't have to actually pick them up and collect them together and actually do something about the knowledge of their existence. But that little part of me just kept niggling, saying, no, you know it's there, you know it's there, you know it's there, so you got to do something about it. So you might as well just go ahead and get with the program and do what you originally set out to do. And so I've just been continually doing it. It just goes on and on and on. I think I can't. It's got to be done soon. I mean, you know, there's a limit. There's always some kind of a limit. Limitlessness is for, like, you know, I don't know even what. I mean, sure, there's infinity and all that, but limitlessness implies some kind of localized abundance that is never ending. And I just can't see it. I mean, even the ocean kind of runs out eventually, and the air gets, you know, fouled, and you can't get away from it. So there can't be any really truly limitless anything. There's got to be some kind of point where it stops. But nevertheless, no matter what I do, there's another one and another one, and I look, and sometimes I go, I get really serious about it, and I just, like, search them out, and I'm finding them here, there, you know, boom, boom, grab, 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 know, successfully into the rest of my mundane life, you know, and just make it like some kind of a frame or thread or some kind of a background to the ongoing existence that I find myself in. I'm I'm sure it'll draw me in, and I'll pull myself away from it, you know. And if I can keep myself from staying too obsessed by its odd nature, I think I can just like make it a part of my regular mundane existence, and it need not be anything particular or special or even necessary in a sense. It'll simply be there. It'll be like breathing, you know. I don't really think about it. It'll just be, oh yeah, there's another one. Boom, you know, move on. Not really even consciously being engaged in the activity. I'm sure that it will become automatic and simply embedded in my normal behavioral patterns, and there will be no need to actually think about it again. But of course the transitional phase can be quite difficult, where it's continually grabbing and engaging the intellect and distracting from other much more relevant and important activities. But what can one do, you know? I mean, if you start on this kind of project and you find yourself sucked into this kind of like hole, really the only thing to do is to go along for the ride. You can't, it doesn't make any sense to fight it unless you really enjoy turbulence and really want to experience the regular sort of frustration of a natural direction. But I guess there's really nothing more. I mean, that seems to have summed it up.
Bum, 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 bum